Good morning. This is Digital Dave as on top of things as usual.
And Fast Eddie, the tower cleared us for takeoff, and we're
and
going,
nobody's
what?
Home.
Nobody's home.
Tower, what tower?
Wait, we're not ready yet.
I was talking to Rapunzel.
Yeah, really. We're joined by Kermit Weeks. Mr. Kermit Weeks.
Aviation person extraordinaire.
Absolutely. Major, major heavy hitter in aviation here. A good friend and a great guy to hang around with. And for those of you who have the special EAA radio.
He's smoozing for something.
He's sitting here smiling at us. Why, I don't know. But
oh, my gosh. Well, thank you all for having me come back. I think I was here Monday morning, and I've been down signing my new book and my other two children's books now at the EA warehouse back in the corner. They gave me my own Kermit corner. And I've set a new record so far. The first day, which usually kind of starts off slow, I signed 95 books. And yesterday I was up to 400 books I personally
Oh my goodness.
Signed. Wow. So I'm going to probably run out while I'm here. I've got about 800. I'm here for three more days. My new children's book, The Austin the Ostrich and the Fantasy
It's not a
Flight,
children's book, really.
It's not.
Yeah. There's too many metaphors and parallels drawn.
The artwork is just superb in it. I was looking through it the other day, and I thought, wow, this is world class.
Who's that emu?
I've got to thank the Disney Corporation for dumping these artists in my lap. They had 200 animators about 7 years ago working in Orlando, and they decided to move the studio to Burbank, and only about 20% of the people wanted to move to L.A.
Imagine why.
Yeah, so the rest of them, you know, wanted their kids in school and in Orlando and that kind of stuff. So these five guys went out on their own, and they started their own company. And then later, the guy that I dealt with went off and did his own thing. And they still do art for Disney and Pixar, and they ended up doing about 20% of the Princess and the Frog film. They've done stuff for Universal Studios. And anyway, so they dumped him in my lap, and the artwork's great, but the stories are awesome as well to complement it. So.
Yes, they are. It's I've you know, not to give away the plot line.
Let's
just use that catchphrase. Midlife crisis.
Yes.
That'll confuse people.
Yeah. Anyway, come by, check it out. You know, even if you don't even buy a book, please come by and you're welcome to read it. It takes about 10 minutes. It's a very profound message. And, you know, a lot of people come in and buy one of my first two books, you know, All of Life is a School and The Spirit of Lindy. And while I'm sitting there signing, you know, I say, hey, here, you read this one. Almost inevitably, they say, man, I want this one too. So it's really good. I brought 400 of them here, and I don't know how many I've broken it down, but I've sold 400 books so far, but that includes the other two. So
that's pretty good.
That is
can't
excellent.
Argue with that.
I mean, that sounds like a great debut book. I mean, wow, the book debut went great. We sold a million of them, and my hand hurts. I can't fly
for
a week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going pretty good. My hand's not doing too bad, but what happens is I find myself leaning to the left a little bit, and my back starts bothering me. I showed up. The time that I'm supposed to be there is like 10:30 to 12:30. Then I take a break for lunch, supposedly, and then I'm back at 1:30 to 3:30. But yesterday, except for a 15-minute lunch break, a couple of quick trips to the Port-a-John, I sat down at 10 o'clock, and it was nonstop until 5. I mean, the line was – anyway, I'm overwhelmed. I'm just so enthused, and I think everybody loves the books, and they come back. And so I guess I got to do some more.
I wrote a children's book once.
Yeah?
Yeah, once upon a time, they lived happily ever after, but nobody would publish it.
My favorite book. Great beginning, excellent ending.
Short, concise. Yeah.
And it's good for simple minds like myself.
Right. Not so many big words.
You've got three out right now. Do you have any plans for future books?
Well, it's interesting. The little GB series, which is the first little airplane characters, you know, GBZ, Jimmy G, GB, and Puff, which are the Z, the R2, and the GBY. They're kind of the main characters. And I've got about a dozen treatments for books for those characters. Those are kind of standalone books. This Austin the Ostrich is actually is a parallel, and I think most people realize I've closed Fantasy of Flight. I'm working on a new concept, and I realized when I began the whole thing of Fantasy of Flight, I need to mimic what worked, which is what Disney did, you know. And I knew at some point, very early on, I needed a park icon character. And it's Austin the Ostrich, and as a parallel, if I was Walt Disney, this is my Mickey Mouse. And I think people in the past, you know, they relate me to the airplanes because I got a big collection and, you know, in the museum and aerobatics and all that stuff. But in reality, I realized that the airplane, everybody loves airplanes in the world is on this airport right now, okay? And the rest of the planet really doesn't appreciate what we do here, you know? And it's like that in every little eclectic, you know, organization. We tend to preach to the choir and, you know, that type of stuff. So I realized very early on after I opened Fantasy Flight that I needed to create something that touched everybody that walked through my door. And what I realized was if airplanes are an end product, you've very much limited yourself. And what I realized, what everybody could relate to, was the metaphor of flight. And I defy you to come up with a better metaphor for pushing our boundaries, reaching beyond ourselves, and freedom. And in the physical, everyone can relate to reaching for the sky, reaching for the stars, which really doesn't have anything to do with airplanes. It has everything to do with going beyond what you perceive yourself to be. And within us, we soar in our imagination and we fly in our dreams. So I realized that that was the key to my success. And of course, this Austin the Ostrich book as my character, and it's called And the Fantasy of Flight, it completely defines my concept, and there's no airplanes in it. So in the past, where I couldn't pay the light bill with airplanes as an end product, where this is headed is airplanes in the future just become set dressing to tell the stories. So the airplane guys are still going to come and see airplanes and cool things and blah, 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 but it's going to be delivered in a way that they're not expecting, and they're going to take home something. They're going to go, wow, when I reopen. And the rest of the people that don't particularly have a fascination like we do with airplanes and history and aviation, they're going to come through and go, God, this is the greatest product since sliced bread, because it's really the antithesis of the existing industry. It's based on things that are real, things that we all experience on our journey through life. And it's delivered in a way that instead of entertainment being an end product, it becomes a means to an end to self-discovery and self-transformation. So the people that come in and don't particularly like airplanes, they're going to love the concept, but they're going to leave with, wow, that aviation history and the airplanes, that's really cool. So I think it's a win-win situation.
Wow, you've definitely put a lot of thought into this.
And you've still got a fair amount of stuff to accomplish yet as well. I mean, you're a busy guy. You're flying airplanes, the Kermit Cam. You're running the day-to-day operations, restoration facility. You got the Connie out back, my favorite, by the way.
Yeah, how do you find time to do other things?
Yeah,
how do you find time to write a children's book?
You know, you just follow the energies and things just unfold as they're supposed to be, you know. And in fact, the little Austin book, which is kind of interesting. I mentioned that, you know, I got a dozen treatments for the other little airplane GB books. This Austin thing is a standalone book in and of itself. But I realized I needed to bring in other characters and that kind of stuff. And I've already story arced all the other books to develop these other characters. And this book that I'm selling right now is the first book of an envisioned 16-book series.
Oh, my goodness.
Good grief. It is going to be a series. I better get that extra shelf ready.
No kidding. And, you know, children's books are obviously not as complicated story-wise as most books, but they cannot.
Oh, yeah.
They can't be easy to write.
It's interesting. And the thing with the Austin the Ostrich book is it's done in a very kind of unique rhyming, alliterative,
tongue-twisting.
And so there's double rhymes. And as I get on, I've written some of the other parts of the other books. And there's some tongue-twisting things in there, and it's fun. And, you know, and reading it to kids is fun in and
yeah,
of
yeah,
itself.
You're going to embarrass us all. Messing up words. I know. I did that.
That's how we learn, you know?
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. Sounds great.
Now, you're where again? Your EAA warehouse, correct?
Yeah, the EAA warehouse. I'm back in the southwest corner of the warehouse there. EAA has been so great. Of course, I'm selling a lot of product for them. And I forgot to mention, too, we've also got plush. I've got a little Lindy, like a Spirit of St. Louis plush toy. I've got the ostrich is so cute. He's got a little parachute, you know, that hangs from his butt.
And that we should actually, all have that.
Yeah, that actually comes in a later book, but in the initial thing, I thought, let me do this because it's just too cute. He's got a little flying scarf, a helmet, and goggles, you know. So come by and just look at him if nothing else. It's pretty cool.
Well, I want to thank you for coming over.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go back and start signing books.
Yeah, get that on. Yeah, come on, do those hand exercises.
I got to get going. So everybody come out and see me, and thanks, and appreciate all what you guys do.
And I got to come out and get a copy, too. I've been meaning to do that, but today it's on the list.
Good, because you better, by noon tomorrow, I may be out. So make sure you come and see me.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yep.
Oh, this is EAA Radio, and I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie.